Giachiva Corja, agus Falsha Gigi Chloral Unshaw, our Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and I'll be your host for the next half hour or so, bringing you some news of Irish interest in the Wellington area, and also play a few tunes along the way too. And of course, it was St. Patrick's Day this week as well. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do as much celebration as we normally would. I think the COVID wave that's kind of running through New Zealand had a say in that. But some of us did manage to get together at the Irish Society in Lower Hutt. Obviously, it was kind of a sort of quieter affair because it wasn't really sort of published, or it wasn't really advertised far and wide. So it was a fairly kind of a smaller gathering, unfortunately, compared to other years. But we still managed to get some of the kids along doing some poetry. We also got some Irish dancers along there as well, which was great. And there was some live music from Shindig, keeping the crowd entertained, which is great. So we are going to probably just kick off their first piece of music, and then we'll come back to more news after that. We're going to start with a song that's for the day that's in it. It's called Dochas Din Niamh Pádraic, or a version of that. And I suppose this is a song that my grandfather used to make my sisters sing for him every St. Patrick's Day when he was alive. And I was the younger brother, so I used to kind of jump in and chip in as well. But this is a song that we used to sing every year. And this is being sung by Palestrina Choir and Blonid Murphy. Let's have a listen to Dochas Din Niamh Pádraic, which translates to, well, sort of like, help us, St. Patrick, or give us hope. Dochas Din Niamh Pádraic there. Yeah, like I said earlier, it was sort of a more muted kind of St. Patrick's Day celebration this year. But one thing that kind of has given, I suppose, a lot of Irish people and a lot of people in New Zealand in general a bit more kind of hope and optimism in recent weeks is that the borders are starting to open back up again. So obviously the border with Australia has opened up and travellers are able to come over from there, but New Zealand citizens are able to kind of come back as well. And a lot of people I've been talking to in the last week or two, a lot of Irish people who kind of, some of them have dual citizenship as well, are looking forward to travelling back to Ireland later on this year. I might even join the Exodus myself. I know Marion Grealis, one of our technicians here and presenters, is also going to be heading back around about August, September time. And that seems to be kind of the popular time for most Irish people, I suppose, to head back, because The weather should be a lot better back there than it will be here. But yeah, looking forward to that hopefully. And yeah, if you guys are getting a chance, safe travels. I think one thing I'll be looking at possibly this time around that wouldn't have looked at so much is probably some travel insurance or maybe flexibility on the dates, because everything is just a bit so kind of up in the air that you just never know when things might need to change around. So probably just might be wise to keep your options open there. So with that, I think we might just move along and have our next piece of music, and we're going to listen to a tune. We're going to listen to a tune by the Pogues. This is a song I had kind of intended to play, and while we were at the Irish Club on Thursday night on St. Patrick's Day, the band Shindig played it. Now, I brought a recording device along, but unfortunately I haven't had time to sort of edit that and sort of cut it into kind of usable sections, so maybe one of my future shows I might hopefully have some audio from that. But we're going to listen to the Pogues and their singing Navigator. This is a song, I suppose, about workers who kind of built railways, and there's a line in there that kind of goes along the lines of you know, it's talking about the British Empire and how the Empire has collapsed and has gone and forgotten, but things that that the sort of Irish diaspora and, you know, international workers have built are still standing, and in this case they're kind of talking about their railways in the United States. So yeah, let's have a listen to Navigator.
Bridges, the embankments and cuts, they blasted and dug with their sweat and their guts. They never drank water but whiskey by pints, and the shanty towns rang with their songs and their fights. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and a bowl of dynamite for the ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. They died in their hundreds with no signs of mark wear, save the brass in the pocket of the entrepreneur. By landslide and rock blast they got buried so deep, that in death if not life they'll have peace while they sleep. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and a bowl of dynamite for the ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Gun, this land is still seen and still laid. The way for a commerce where vast fortunes were made. The supply of an empire where the sun never set, which is now deep in darkness, but the railway's there yet. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and a bowl of dynamite for the ship
a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight.
That was the Pogues there with Navigator. It's birthday season in my family, or in my house at the moment, so I'm going to throw out a few happy birthdays here. It was my mother's birthday on St. Patrick's Day, and today, the 20th, is my wife's birthday, and we'll play her song in a few minutes. And also, my daughter's birthday is on the 31st of March, so it's kind of a bit of a concentration of different birthdays in the family here. So I'm just going to kind of abuse my position here as a presenter and throw out some happy birthdays there. Like I said, it's my wife's birthday today, and we're actually coming up on our 15th wedding anniversary, I think, in the next couple of weeks as well. So I'm going to play a song that we kind of listened to a lot when we started kind of going steady some years back, and this is a song by Damien Rice, and it's called The Blower's Daughter. Happy birthday, Louise.
And so it is, just like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me most of the time. And so it is, the shorter story. No love, no glory. No hero in her sky. I can't take my off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes. And so it is, just like you said it should be. We'll both forget the breeze. Take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes. I. I can't take my mind off of you. 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 I can't take my mind, my mind, my mind, till I find somebody new.
Talking about birthdays earlier, I just remember how lucky we were a few years back when Michaela Moriarty paid a visit to New Zealand for the GAA, for the games in Auckland, and he popped down to Wellington for a visit, and he called out to the Irish Society for a few hours, I was lucky enough, myself and Elaine were lucky enough to be able to interview him for the radio show, and got him to say a couple of fuckle Askelia, and sort of coerced him into wishing a happy birthday to my mother that time as well. But it was a really good opportunity that for him to be out here, and hopefully, you know, as things kind of hopefully return to a bit of normality, we'll be able to see some more visitors coming to these shores over the next while, and you know, be able to get out ourselves. So what else is going on at the moment of Irish interest? Hopefully some of you managed to catch the rugby last weekend. I was up at, I think it was like about 5:30. Myself and two of the kids got up to watch Ireland and England. It was a kind of a strange game of rugby, but you know, we got there in the end. And managed to score a few tries there as well, so that was pretty entertaining. And probably by the time this show airs, the last round of games will have been played, and I suppose there's still some small chance for Ireland to actually win the championship. We'll be dependent on results from the England and France game. So after beating England last week, we'll be hoping they do us a favour and they beat the French, so that we can, you know, win our game against Scotland and, you know, have some small chance of actually winning the championship again this year. So we'll see how that plays out. Just wanted to say a thank you as well, a big thank you to everybody who's been running the Kids GAA out in Lower Hutt, in Trafalgar Park, Siobhan and Davey and you know, everybody from the GAA who's been kind of giving up their time on Sunday mornings, and all the parents who come along as well and bring their kids. It's a great opportunity for the young kids here to learn a bit of, I suppose, the Irish sports. I think they're probably on a pause at the moment for a couple of weeks, like the first session of the year has finished, but it'll be starting up again in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll probably bring you news of that when it comes up here on the show. But keep an eye on the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA Facebook page, and you'll see more details of that. On with the show, and we will have our next song, and we're going to listen to Oranyin Shidramin off John Spillane's albums about Irish songs we learnt at school. Of course, in the sort of run-up to St. Patrick's Day, we have Seachtain na Gaeilge, which is the week that everybody's encouraged to speak Irish. It's a bit like the Tireo kind of weeks we have here as well in New Zealand. I think the Seachtain na Gaeilge actually kind of runs for maybe 2 weeks rather than 1 week, but yeah, everybody's kind of encouraged to speak what Irish they have. I just wanted to give a plug as well to our group of Cora, which takes place kind of usually about once a month. Sometimes we're a bit kind of slack and kind of miss out, but we are having it again this Thursday coming, the 24th of March. So we used to have it in the Wellington Irish Society before that building got sold, and but at the moment we're kind of moving around to different people's houses. So if you want to find out more details about the group of Cora, contact us here at the show. We're on Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio. I think I'll sort of dig out our email address in a minute, but we also have a Facebook page as well if you want to reach out to us. So if you get in contact, we can pass you on those details. So yeah, so let's have a listen to John Spillane and Oranyin Shidramin.
Ukra more shone, cush bound in this long again.
Arani shirjami shistor and so.
Garchilis kaipir grime gerholir.
Arani shirjami shistor and so.
Martin ke more
кулями.
Чолі-ром, чолі-ром.
Пали я вода хек.
Нарквія, нарквія.
Порт ларгас куанта.
Парвусом крейдалді. Арані чирдалі чисторам со.
Vishan ben se tintan es pan loiv de fia peke.
Arani shirjam ish istoram so.
Tabakir un nur lar no hugan mar hushtike.
Arani shirjam ish istoram so.
Martin ke murlium med.
Chaliram chaliram.
Balia vuda chik.
Narkvia narkvia.
Port largis kuanta parvusam kredaldi.
Arani shirjam ish istoram so.
Go balje hjum toile hoig Martin a pjabur.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Vailig banas vi her mirra ne himpel on.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Martin ke murli om me.
Chaliram chaliram.
Balli a vuoda chik.
Narkvia narkvia.
Port largis kuant a parvus on kredaldi.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Dan mali sa vade sa mahera tjun lakun.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Bagardid ni yeshen grev martin ner hrukuk.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Martin ke murli me.
Chaliram chaliram.
Bali a vuoda chig.
Narkvia narkvia.
Port largis kuant a parvusam kredaldi.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Ta ukra mor shon ka spondan is kurum mer.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Bert van se tintan is klia van se chloide get.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Martin ke morlium me.
Chaliram chaliram.
Bali a vuoda chik.
Narkvia narkvia.
Port largis kuant a parvusam kredaldi.
Arani shirja mi shistoram so.
Well, that's coming up to the end of the show here. Just want to give you that email address from earlier on. It is capitalirishradio@gmail.com. That's capitalirishradio, all one word, @gmail.com. And don't forget that you can also catch our shows on our podcast on Podbean. So streaming on the Podbean website. So if you want to check that out, look up Capital Irish on there and share that with your friends near and far. This episode's come back a couple of months there. And you can always find our shows on there, as well as our live broadcast. Or sorry, our broadcast on Sundays, not quite live. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We're going to play out with the Frames and Star Star, and talk to you again soon. Slán.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying the hill's too steep. Well, they talk and talk forever, but they just never climb. Down into situations, bringing out the best of you. Flat on your back, yeah. And stop your every word I'm heeding. Can you help me to see? I'm lost in the marsh, yeah. Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. 'Cause I don't understand these people saying the world's asleep. Well, they toss and turn forever, but no rest will they find. Stop. Teach me how to shine.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.